I see. And what did you, what do you call this big thing? Is it the come
tessius.
Out?
Is it the tessius?
Tessius.
That's called from boar. They wait so long about them being full, they get long. Life is hanging if you got that new nib at you there.
I've heard they really were dangerous.
That's right, especially wild boars are.
Uh-huh. But you didn't have any around here that were really wild.
No, not those wild. Of course, now he remembers, he's older than I am. Uh-huh. I can't remember when stock run out, moved.
Uh-huh. When you would kill a hog, how did you get the, how'd you scrape him?
You have a barrel, we call a water barrel. Or something now, I guess about a 50-gallon barrel. You probably find it at the big oil fields or oil station. Then it was a wooden barrel. And get about half full of water and turn it down sort of on the flat edge where it almost run out. And have water almost boiling. Don't be too, you might get too hot and because that it don't come off. It's got to be just a certain temperature. And size them in there and pull them out, like you see in the Foxfire book there. Tie them down and twist them around and take them out about 2 or 3 minutes, hold one, lift it up and down up to a pole up there somewhere to take the insides out of it. And then they rent it and cut, lay down on a big bench out there and cut some hams and shoulders
cut
apart.
Cut them too. And take the backbone out and ribs.
And then they rent it up there maybe the next day.
That ham and a shoulder and a middling.
What did you use to scrape him?
A big butcher knife.
You ever seen handmade? You've seen butcher.
Just a big knife.
Yeah, yeah, big like a big case knife, big butcher knife.
Of course, when you went to cut him open, you had to have an axe.
Sometimes an axe had to cut through the bone, and see, maybe have a saw now at the butcher shop, saw it off. Now I have an axe and chop it.
Would you explain more about the axe? How would you hang him up?
Mm-hmm.
And slip the inside, and then would you explain more about the
get about half done, down to where you strike the rib. See, beginner's a goodle. No, you had to turn the other way. Begin at his hip between.
You hung his hind legs.
Hang him up with hind legs.
Hang him by the hind legs, you know.
And his nose is sticking down.
I see.
And there was some muscles in a pig's leg.
There's a big muscle right around the hoof of that.
And they'd stick
strong.
Stick through that muscle, and it was muscle enough to hold a 500-pound hog.
I see.
And then they'd start in and gut him and get all that.
Yeah, this is a muscle not big as your little finger there. Right down his four legs.
And in the back of his
back leg either.
But real tough.
Yeah, tough as it can be. Then you get coming, says every say there's hips and go out down, hit that breastbone. Some different hit the breastbone. Had to have action cut down too. Take action, isn't it?
For the breastbone.
Yeah, and on down to his goozle. Had to cut that. I just can't explain it. No, I believe you cut that off with the head and all come off.
Injuries out, of course, they was big old livers, hog livers, man, they was good. I don't want them now.
These 300-400-pound hogs have a lot of fat to their guts, you know. Take the fat off the guts sometimes. Save that for lard.
Would you tell me more about what the different kinds of meat that you get off the hog? You mentioned the liver. How did you get the head off?
We just sawed it off, head and all. The ears, head and jaw, all.
And now you
it. Where did you chop off the axe?
From that gown and stick and lay it on a big old pretty clean meat banks, they call it.
About like a big dining table, but a little bigger.
Get that head off.